The Boy Scouts of America means so many things to more than 60,000 young boys and girls all across Colorado. And Tuesday morning at the Pepsi Center in downtown Denver, the BSA hosted its 35th annual Sports Breakfast. Head coach John Fox, making his first community appearance since taking over the Broncos, was this year's keynote speaker.
I think it's good. You know, I've been here for about 6 weeks now, and you know, I've enjoyed all the people. I've been around different spots in Denver. Everybody's been great, and I'm excited to get my wife and daughter out here pretty quick. But today's going to be neat to get a chance to kind of my introduction to Denver. It's exciting.
Executive VP of Football Operations John Elway was also up early today. He introduced the coach. Both also took some time to meet with reporters. They talked about where the team is in terms of preparing for this year's draft and also hitting the road to attend and watch college pro days.
The minute we get done here, about 8:30, we're heading down to Auburn and then on to Alabama. We've got a couple other stops down, one in Boca to meet with a player, and then back to Texas A&M to see some players.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, especially with where we pick, we can't miss on where we pick. And so to get a chance to get around them and meet them a little bit, it's not so much, I think, the workout, because we saw them work out at the combine. But it's really getting to spend the time with them, so I think we've got a couple hours with each guy.
Well, we've got a pretty heavy load this week, and then we'll see what's on the docket for next week. But, you know, we'll get to as many as we can through the month of March before we prepare for our April readings and, you know, when we start really digging into guys and actually putting our draft board together.
I've never been to Tuscaloosa, and I've never been to Auburn, so I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to going to those colleges. But, I'm looking forward to getting around the kids and seeing them work a little bit, but also get a chance to know them.
Well, I think for me, the pro day is more for the individual meetings, and you set it up and you put them on the board. You get to find out, you know, really what's, you know, inside of that helmet versus watching tape. You know, our scouts do a great job, and as far as finding out about players, but for coaches and the head coach in particular, it's the first time that we had the time to really meet these guys and see what makes them tick.
You know, and I'm sure John told you, there's a lot of holes, and so we've got a lot of things that we have to do, and hopefully we can do the best we can in plugging all those holes this year. But it's going to take us some time, and that's why we've got to be good in the draft, and we've got to get something done in the free agent market. So we definitely have some holes to fill.